is being committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims. First eyewitness accounts of this grisly development came from people who were understandably frightened and almost incoherent. Officials and newsmen first discounted those eyewitness descriptions as being beyond belief. However, the reports persisted. Medical examinations of some of the victims bore out the fact that they had been partially devoured. I think we have some late word that just arriving, and I'll interrupt to bring this to you. This is the latest disclosure from a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we're reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, radio and television was advising people to stay inside, behind locked doors for safety. That situation has now changed. We're able to report a definite course of action. Civil defense machinery has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned to the broadcasting stations in your local area for this list of rescue stations. This list will be repeated throughout our news coverage. Look for the name of the rescue station nearest you. Make your way to that location as soon as possible. About an earthbound emergency. So far, all the betting on the answer to that question centers on the recent Explorer satellite shot to Venus. That satellite, you recall, started back to Earth and had never got here. That's the space vehicle which orbited Venus and then was purposely destroyed by NASA. Scientists discovered it was carrying mysterious high-level radiation with them. Could that radiation be somehow responsible for the wholesale murders we're now suffering? Dr. Grimes, your entire staff, you know, has been working very hard to find some solution there. At least that's what's happening. Do you have any answers?
Yes, we have some answers. But first, let me stress the importance of seeking medical attention for anyone who's been injured in any way. We don't know yet what complications might result from such injury.
How's everything going?
Things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty swift.
We want to get on the other side of the road over there.
Chief, you mean these things?
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. And those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. We caught somebody in the We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them all and passed them down.
Yeah, okay.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, could I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot him in the head. That's a sure way to kill him. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat him or burn him. They go up pretty easy.
Well, Chief McClellan, how long do you think it will take until you get the situation under control?
Well, that's pretty hard to say. We don't know how many of them there are. We know when we find them, we can kill them.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Well, in time, would you say you ought to be able to wrap this up in 24 hours?
Well, we don't really know. We know we'll be into it most of the night, probably into the early morning. We're working our way toward Willard, and we'll team up with the National Guard over there, and then we'll be able to give a more definite view.
Thank you very much, Chief McClellan. This is Bill Cardill, WIC, TV 11 News.